I have good news for you. A 2023 study just published has reported beneficial effects for the use of CBD oil in the treatment of 30 individuals in Italy who really had various degrees of dementia and Alzheimer's. The results of the study were really encouraging. They had significant reductions in agitation, apathy, irritability, sleep disturbances, and even eating disturbances. Also, and of course, this is what really drew my attention, the results confirmed a significant decrease in cognitive impairment in 45% of the subjects. Now, that's not 100% clearly, but 45%. Now, my conclusion is this seems to be an option worth taking seriously to address the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Now, I think many of you may have actually tried CBD oil with little or no results. So you thought, okay, this is not going to help. What I think is possible is that the CBD oil that you tried or that your loved one tried did not have the concentration of CBD oil that's really required for an individual to experience symptomatic relief. I do have a recommendation of an option that I want to suggest that you consider. I have several reasons for recommending this option. The first is that it has a high concentration, 450 milligrams of CBD oil in the product that I'm recommending. They do laboratory testing, so you can be sure that it actually does have that concentration of CBD in each of the bottles. We also know that if it doesn't have a significant concentration, chances are the individual's not going to experience much relief. Now, the other reason why I have no hesitation in recommending this as an option to address symptoms associated with Alzheimer's is that you, once using this particular product, if you don't experience significant relief or relief that you had anticipated, you simply use the whole bottle, return the empty bottle to the company, and they will refund you the full price plus shipping. That's just within 60 days. You'll be able to go through a bottle easily within 3 or 4 weeks. So I want to just suggest this is an option I think is worth taking seriously. Please, if you decide to explore this as an option, let me know the results. The more and more anecdotal evidence that we have, the more we can be even more aggressive in letting people know about this as a viable option to address the symptoms associated with Alzheimer's. This, of course, is a natural option. There are some minor side effects, as I've indicated in the post, but there's not anything that's really terribly significant, especially when compared to the symptoms that you're probably noticing in yourself or your loved one. So consider this as an option. I think it's viable. And again, in this case, it's no risk.